Well, Bob, maybe both teams are not as high up the charts, you know, statistically, offensively. But that being said, it's fair to go out and play and execute the defenses. And yeah, we have been playing better. So, you know, I'm anxious to get back out and, you know, see where we're at. Obviously, they've had, you know, two challenging games themselves. So it should be a great contest. Looking forward to it.
The question that you're going to be asked a thousand times is, how would you like to see Brett received here at Lambeau Field?
I really don't even know. I haven't thought about it. I mean, that'll be up to everyone's individual choice. Yeah, it should be interesting.
You looking forward to playing in front of the home fans instead of that loud dome?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad place to play, obviously, but it is loud, and it'll just be good to get back home. We were on the road, you know, last week, and it's good to get back home, and you know, had a great feeling in our mouth after the Detroit win, and hopefully we can get that back.
How much different or better is the defense going to be this time around with Atari back, Clay on the field more, Nick on the field more?
Well, hopefully it will be better, you know. You know, I think as a whole, defensively, we're playing better right now than we were a couple weeks ago. I think communication better. It is better. I think we've made some tweaks. You know, I think I mentioned after the game as well. I think we're utilizing our personnel. We've made some tweaks there differently. So, you know, all those things considered, I think we've gotten better. But you look at the film, you know, they've gotten better too. So, it should be a great game.
How about yourself personally? I mean, is it just a game by game where you feel more and more comfortable coming along into three quarters yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I've said that all along, every day. You know, I get to learn something new and get better and more experience. And I've kind of said the same thing over and over again. There's no substitute for experience. So the more experience I get, the more comfortable I feel.
Off the field stuff aside, I mean, looking at the standings and such, how big is this game for you guys to?
It's huge. You know, obviously. You know, you look at the implications that this game holds. Obviously, you know, you don't have to look too far to realize that it's pretty important as far as the race for the NFC North. So that being said, it is still week seven, but, you know, there's a lot on the line this game.
You guys are now ranked third defensively. Are you getting overlooked a little bit?
That's up to y'all. We just play defense. You know, we'll hopefully keep playing good defense. And, you know, after 16, we'll look up and see if we can't, you know, see where we're at then.
Tom Capers said it was about a 6 to 8 week project to install the three core and really get a feel for it. Do you feel that you're quite there yet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you even answer that. I mean, he would know better than I would, obviously. So if he says 6 to 8 weeks, then that's probably where we're at. You know, he's done this, you know, a number of times. So, yeah, we're coming together, getting a feel for, you know, what works best. And hopefully that's going to be a winning combination for us. It hasn't been the last couple of weeks.
Terry, last time around you came closest to getting Brett. How important is it to either get pressure, sacks, whatever it is?
It's huge. You know, I think we did a pretty good job, obviously, of shutting down, you know, one of the premier, if not the premier running back in the NFL, and Adrian Peterson. What we didn't do a great job of, obviously, was pressuring and disrupting Brett, you know, getting him off his rhythm and things like that. And so it's not a secret, you know. You want to always control the run game, but then you want to make it one-dimensional so you can get after the quarterback. We didn't get that side of it done last time we played him. We want to do it this time. I guess, in my opinion, no less or more surreal than it was the first time. You know, I mean, and actually, you know, the more film I watch, I guess I get comfortable with the fact that he's, you know, the quarterback over there. And it's just, he's another quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, having said all that, you know, we see one another, it's a different story, but. You know, when you're watching tape and film and stuff, it's just, you know, he's the quarterback of our opponent, you know, so that's kind of how it is.
What kind of reception do you fans getting here?
I was just asked that. I have no idea. You know, it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, the game we played on the field, and so that's our focus. And however that all plays out is how it will play out. But in the end, it's what comes down to first, second, third down, you know, and how we execute and how they execute.
Actually, you came close last night. You really close last night, just wanted to point out. But actually, you guys kind of chomping at the bit. You
know,
that far.
Yeah. I'm always second to the bench to sack any quarterback, you know. We're always trying to get pressure on the quarterback. We're always trying to disrupt and break their rhythm and you know, try to dictate to them, and they're trying to do the exact opposite to us. So hopefully we can execute and, you know, make him more uncomfortable right there.